Hello, my name is Mark Thomas. I work for Pembrokeshire County Council and I am the manager here at Scott Manor. We're now looking at the walls of the old walled garden. Our project is to actually re-establish the walls north, south, east and west, and to actually get us back to what was the old footprint of the walled garden here at Scott Manor. We're now also looking into the old stable area, and behind the stable area we're establishing an area for the Pembrokeshire Beekeepers Association, who are looking to set up a centre of excellence here at Scotland Manor for all things bees and pollination and honey. Right, well, this is really exciting because this garden, where the honeys will be based, there will be 12 hives in this space that we're actually looking at. And you'll notice that one of those hives has got a special sort of camera relay on it, because that's actually recording the bees landing, and you'll be able to see that on projection screens. And you'll also... you can't see it, but there's a camera inside that hive where you'll be able to watch the bees land, bring the pollen in, make the honey, the queen laying the eggs and actually producing the workers. So all of this will be featured in this area, but then you'll be able to go into the building that we're actually designating as the honey kitchen for the Pembrokeshire beekeepers, where you'll be able to see all of the sort of activities of the beekeepers themselves extracting the honey from the hives and actually turning that into product, into bottling that up for Scotland honey, which we've already got a design for, and you'll be able to buy that from the shop. And that honey will also be used as part of the product range in the tea room, so that when you have honey glazed ham as part of your lunch here at Scott Manor, the honey will be from Scott Manor, from the stable block. As you probably know, the bees had a bit of a hard time recently in terms of loss of population, and there's all sorts of reasons for that. And part of the development and bringing the Pembrokeshire Beekeepers Association to Scott Manor is to set up the Centre of Excellence where we can actually look at what is happening with bee populations, not only look at what is actually happening and what can we actually do about it, but actually train beekeepers using the skills and expertise of the Pembrokeshire beekeepers themselves to train more beekeepers to obviously look after hives, to get into beekeeping. We want to actually bring back the Welsh bee and develop the Welsh bee, because a lot of bees in the UK today are sort of Italian variants, and what we really want to do is bring back the Welsh bee. And there is a Welsh bee, or there was a Welsh bee, and we'd be looking to do that as part of the project. And you know, what people forget is that inside an average hive, there are something like 50,000 bees. So you can imagine, if we have 10 hives in this space, that's 500,000 possible pollinators. They're going to pollinate all of the produce come the time in the walled garden. But not just in the walled garden, but here in the 60 acres of park and woodland that people can come along now and enjoy here at Scott Manor. This sort of estate was obviously self-sufficient in the Victorian era. I mean, we think of self-sufficiency today as something, you know, possibly quite modern, but it wasn't. You know, back 150 years ago, they were actually growing a lot of what they actually needed in this one-acre walled garden. And the reason it was 1 acre was that it wasn't necessarily about volume, but variety. They were actually growing all of the fruit, all of the vegetables, and all of the plants that they would actually need for the manor house and the Higgin family in residence. And so the walled garden, it will be there, you know, to actually not only look at the heritage and history of actually growing all of these things, but obviously to give our people ideas today, because we're all encouraged to, you know, buy locally, support local producers, and it's part of that message, think globally, act locally, I guess. But, you know, it harkens back to history. And part of the walled garden mission is to actually sell self-sufficiency to a lot more people and give them ideas for their own gardens and their own spaces, so that they can actually get involved in what is something that is very exciting. Because, of course, it isn't just growing the produce and actually reaping the crops. It's actually what you do with it afterwards, which is the cooking side of it. And obviously we want to explore that here at Scott Manor, using our tea room and our old Victorian kitchen in the manor house.